But I'm very pleased to say he joins us on the line now. Nathan, how are you doing?
Yeah, going well, gents. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. I'm hoping Sam is going to do most of the questions. I'm just trying to not cop it as an Englishman after what you did to us in the last month or so. How much did you enjoy that series?
Obviously, the Ashes is the pinnacle for any Australian and English cricketer. So to perform the way we did and to be, what, 1 wicket away from being a total whitewash was pretty special in the end.
Gaz, look, just firstly, congratulations on the series win. I'm sort of getting all of your hard work out of the way first, because what people want to know is about what happened at kick-ons. So let's go there. I just want to, and I know you probably know what you're going to say about this already, right? But let me just advance a theory to you, and this comes via a friend. Because people have seen this footage, right? So here's the theory. You're at kick-ons at 8 a.m.
I don't know what footage you're talking about.
That's okay. Let's just say hypothetically there is footage. You don't know about it.
Yeah. Did Graham Thorpe frame it correctly? That was the real question. Yeah. Anyway, carry on,
Sam. You're at kick-ons at 6:30 a.m. or so, and you form a breakaway group to get rid of one bloke who might be carrying on or whatever, and then he still joins you, and he gets his phone out when the cops come, and he says he's doing it, inverted commas, for the lawyers. It's a tale as old as time. It comes from my co-host, Ian Higgins. How close are we here?
Yeah, pretty close, I reckon. But
what was a good fun circuit?
Have you?
We're in our team room, so it depends what. But the sunrise was amazing, to be honest with you. So I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I wouldn't change it, to be honest with you.
We were just saying before, we've been pleasantly surprised that there haven't been that many people sort of getting outraged about some cricketers having a drink after a test series. It feels like actually most people have just been like, oh, look, fair enough. You had a long series. You might, let yourself unwind.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you, lads. At the end of the day, the game didn't finish until about, 11 o'clock at night or 10:30 at night. So it wasn't like we were on the beers from 4 p.m. to 6 a.m. So it was pretty tame, to be honest, with in previous celebrations. But it was good fun, and to be honest with you, it was just great to have a beer with the English lads. That they sacrificed a lot for the series to go ahead, and they put a lot of smiles on a lot of people's faces around the world. So that's a little least we can do, is have a beer with each other.
And in the footage, and I know you don't know what footage I'm talking about, but somebody who looks like you says time for bed. I mean, was it time for bed, or did you kick on?
I went and got some breakfast, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Do you know, I know you say it finished late, but you'd had a reasonably long day. Quite a lot had happened in that day's cricket. I don't think I've seen the dawn more than once in my life going out. I think that's incredibly impressive to have that sort of stamina. I mean, I suppose you didn't bowl a lot in that winning innings.
I didn't bowl at all.
Does that bother you when that happens? Are you like, listen, winning is winning, and you don't, however you win, it doesn't really matter.
Well, if I didn't contribute with that, I would have been probably more frustrated, but I was able to, felt like I'd contributed in some way. So, no, I'm more than happy for Pat and Starkey to do all the work. So, we've got a lot of subcontinent tours coming up. So, even Pat said to me the other day that he wants to continue all the hard work. So, it's going to be interesting over the next little bit. So, I'm looking forward to it.
And so you've done all the hard work, you've won the Ashes 4-0, and now you need to take questions about kind of unsolicited footage and the future of your coach. That's the life of a professional sports person, Gaz. A couple of days ago, Justin Langer said on the Perth station of SEN, actually, I don't know if we're aligned, but he says, imagine if a Wallabies coach won the Bledisloe, then the World Cup. So I guess my questions to you, Gary, is like, how does it feel that England have been compared to the All Blacks? Also, put that to you, Max. And how similar are footy coaches and cricket coaches?
Oh, that's brilliant. I'm not really sure. Yet again, I haven't really read much media over the last couple of days. To be honest with you, after playing a BBL game yesterday, I've been catching up on a fair amount of sleep that I've missed. So I don't really know what you're talking about there either. Sorry about that.
Okay, I'll give you another one then. I know you're missing all the media, but like, how helpful is it that old players, like legends of the game who did so well in their time, just have such strident views about how the Australian team should be run now? So, you know, I don't know how it's working, but it seems like, you know, there's a campaign where sort of on one day Gilly will come out back in JL, and then it'll be Junior the next day, then maybe it's Steve Waugh the day after that, and then Mardo will come out. How much say should the actual players in the team get in who their next coach should be?
To be honest with you, I think it's... I know there's a lot of talk about JL's contract and all that stuff, but to be honest with you, with the current players, it's not actually our decision. It's up to the board. So I think you'd probably need to call the board and everyone else involved, because if I start making those decisions, I'm going to be out of a career quite quickly, I reckon.
One more on this before we talk about this.
Can I just say, you're doing incredibly well here.
He's saying he was asleep and he doesn't read.
I literally was. My alarm just woke me up.
there's going to be a lot of chat, Gary, about how JL has changed. So he, there was a meeting, and then you guys, you know, they went and won the T20 World Cup. Is a new relaxed JL. And then in the Ashes is a new relaxed JL. Did you see that? You know, do you think JL's changed for the future?
I think the environment that within the Australian cricket team at the moment, obviously it wasn't part of the World Cup, and I also weren't part of those conversations as not in the leadership group. So that's probably more another question you need to ask Aaron Finch, Pat Cummins and Tim Payne at the time. But I think the environment that within the Australian cricket team is quite incredible at the moment. And I think, obviously, winning helps. And obviously, when you win two pretty big series, that's, the environment's going to be pretty strong. So, but these are questions that you're going to have to call Pat. I can pass your number on if you need it. But
no, I've got it. It's not running back.
Just give it to us now. Just give it to us now. 047
questions.
Would you, guys, would you prefer a more competitive England team?
I think there's been some very harsh critics on England. I think Australia, coming out to Australia, it's obviously an extremely hard place to play cricket out here. And we played some very, very good cricket in the brand of cricket that we wanted to play. So I think there's some very harsh critics going around. I think you look in the, inside the England camp, you've still got some absolute superstars of players. Some days you've got to give your hats off to the opposition, and in this case, it was us who played a really positive brand of cricket and come out on top.
And actually, that's interesting. Like quite a lot of the discourse back home was like, you know, Australia hammering us and they're not that good. And I kept thinking, actually, this is not just blowing smoke up your backside. This bowling attack is really quite a good one, isn't it? It's quite a good one to be part of, and the depth in it. I mean, I don't know anyone expected Scott Boland to be that good when he came in, you know, Cameron Green to be so good as well. But you've got some good bowlers. I mean, I probably don't need to tell you that, but that's what it feels like from the outside.
Yeah. You don't need to tell me that, because it's been a part of it. It's pretty amazing, to be honest with you. If I can keep playing my role, then I'll be very happy. But the depth of Australian cricket, and it's just not in the bowling department as well. You saw Uzi on the bench for a couple of games, and he comes out and batted the way he did in Sydney. So I think the depth of Australian cricket is really strong at the moment. But the big challenge for us moving forward is actually performing outside Australia. We all know how hard it is to win tests overseas, etc. So we've got big challenges up ahead. So let's just judge ourselves on our performances overseas.
And for the listeners, Gaz, can you tell us about the environment under Pat Cummins as skipper? Is it noticeably different for you? I just note that the mantra seemed to be happy and calm. Is that led by him? How do you change the feelings within a team? And has he been the primary driver of that?
It's been really good, to be honest with you, Sam. It's obviously having a bowler, and probably helps when it's one of your best mates as captain as well. But so you're always going to support him, and you've always got the confidence in him that he's going to do an amazing job. But I think Paddy's been absolutely brilliant. He's been a massive big driver of being really, really calm and relentless. And I think that really allowed a lot of our players, or everyone, to go out there and and play the brand of cricket that they want to play and go out there and perform and enjoy putting on a show for everyone. So I think that's been a big driver, and I think, yeah, hats off to Paddy, to be honest.
Did Graham Thorpe offer you a cigar?
No, I don't smoke. I don't put diesel in a Ferrari, so you don't need to worry about that.
Hey, Gaz, what about the Sixers, mate? There was a steadying win the other day. You come back into the side. They're always doing so well when Steve O'Keefe is playing as well. I mean, you know, I'm sure you've had the question many times before. You're on track for the three-peat. The Scorchers are top of the table. I mean, you know, what are you going to do to help them go all the way?
Yeah, well, hopefully I'll bowl some decent off breaks, to be honest with you. But it's pretty good fun. It's actually really good fun to be back playing the BBL. Obviously, we played a game yesterday. We're in Melbourne now. It was bloody hot up there at the Gabba yesterday, but it was a really good performance. Had a really good win. Now we locked in second, and now we take on the Scorchers at Marvel on Saturday night, which is going to be a pretty good game. So, fingers crossed, we can win a couple more games and go to three-peat. That would be nice to contribute.
Nathan, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for answering all those questions. You didn't have to come on or answer them, and it was great. We had a lovely time.
Not too easy. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.